Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you very much for joining today. So even though I'm not qualified to speak about Lord's glories, thanks for giving me an opportunity. So please bless me that I am able to glorify Lord, and I seek blessings of my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Vrindavan Swami, Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, and all the acharyas, Gauranitai, Ladugopal, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, and Jagannath Balasubramai to bless me so that I can speak, glorify Lord. And it's such a wonderful wonderful occasion, you know, first day of the English calendar, and we are starting a new chapter, and we welcomed New Year with such a nice kirtan, sweet holy names of kirtan. So it feels so you feel so blessed, isn't it, that Srila Prabhupada has given us this beautiful family with whom we can celebrate so many things. I mean, some people outside, they think or that, oh, you don't even eat onion garlic, how do you enjoy your life, you know, what's the pleasure you get from life, you're wasting your life or something like that. But then they don't realize that there's so much eternal pleasure and bliss is in this Lord's Hari's name. There's no hangover, you know. So we had a party yesterday, we danced, we chanted, it's beautiful in the night. And see, all the Vaishnavas are here to again listen about Srila Prabhupada, listen about the glories of the Lord. So such a wonderful transcendental experience we're getting in the midst of all the chaotic world outside. So it can only happen with devotee association. And I mean, as we were discussing the ABCD of Krishna Bhakti, so association of devotees, reading Prabhupada's books, chanting Lord's name, and then eating Krishna Prasad. So we're doing all this ABCD, and then it's allowing us to get so much bliss. So what we are doing is not something new. The same's been done when Parikshit Maharaj asked questions to Sukadev Goswami, and the same was explained by Sut Goswami to all the just to recap, you know, like, so first Sut Goswami was explaining the Bhagavatam and pastimes to all the assembled devotees in Naimisharanya, and that he's explaining what was spoken by Sukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj and assembled devotees. And then within that, Sukadev Goswami is telling what Lord Brahma told to Narad Muni. So we are following the disciplic succession. We are discussing what's already been discussed, what's already been taught. And we see that it's so much relevant today. So what was Hiranyaksha was doing? Hiranya stands for gold, and Hiranyaksha was was after the gold rush, and he was disturbing the, for his gold rush, he was disturbing the, as Prabhupada explained in the purport, he was disturbing the natural position of the planet Earth, and which led the Earth's position fell down in Gabadaka ocean. And that's what we are doing in modern day today. You know, there's a gold rush. Even oil is called black gold. And there's a drilling of earth for black gold, which is oil. And there's drilling of earth for gold and precious metal. And now in the name of electric car, they are digging for all the ingredients being used in the battery, and putting the saving the energy in the name of making it energy friendly or eco-friendly, but even though it is eco-friendly, it's by digging the planet Earth for the material being used for the battery. So it's a exploitation of Mother Earth, and the same's been and Prabhupada wrote this like 50-60 years back, and the same is still so much true. And Prabhupada warned so many times that this exploitation of Mother Earth will lead to pandemic, will lead to disturbance of the ecology. And same which is happening right now, you know, we were playing as humans, we were playing with the nature, and now we have pandemic, now we have situation which is uncontrollable for human mankind. And sometimes we blame Lord, you know, like, why Lord's allowing this, why Lord's not interfering. And this material world was created for us to come and whatever desires we had to whatever we desires we had and to fulfill and experience, you know, how bad this world is. So here you know, Lord appeared. Lord not only created this material world for us, but then he came as well to show how to get out and to give us all these beautiful pastimes which we can learn and go back to him. So he created this material world, which is like a jailhouse, and then he appeared to do two things. You know, there's Lord explains in Bhagavad Gita that paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha dushkitam dham sabsthap nasaya tam bhavami yuge yuge. So Lord appears to protect his devotees and annihilate the miscreants, and to show us, you know, to give us all these beautiful pastimes which we can discuss and go back to him and always remember him, isn't it? So we were in Adadev, in the Bhakti Shastri course, Gopakrishnaji Mataji was asking that when your mind wanders, how do you bring back your mind? How do you bring back your mind to Krishna consciousness? How you think that, how we can bring your consciousness to think about Krishna, you know? So everybody was giving different answers, and it was so varieties of way devotees bring their consciousness back to Krishna. Some devotee may think about these Krishna's pastimes when they see outside, you know, disturbance, or they hear about this planet, what's happening to planet Earth. They can think about this pastime of Lord, wherein how Lord came and rescued Mother Earth. Somebody may remember the rasoham api kanteya. So he's saying, Krishna saying that I am the taste of water. So whenever they're drinking water, they can think about Krishna. Krishna saying, sun and moon are my eyes. So whenever somebody sees sun or moon outside, they can remember Krishna. And in chapter 6, in the where the process of creation has been explained, where Lord Brahma is explaining that why are we discussing process of creation. So that there are various level of devotees are having different understanding, who wants to know Krishna, who wants to know Lord. And some people may just stop at the creation of the Lord. So their consciousness is not growing beyond the creation of the Lord. So for them to understand for them to understand how magnanimous Lord is and what has he done by creating, you know, for creating this whole universe. It becomes so, I mean, you know, it is so amazing. So some people get attracted to the amazing things, isn't it? Some is saying somebody has done, lifted a big weight, or somebody is a big pop star, or somebody has done a very good acting in some movie. So people idealize this by amaze. Oh, he's done this. So when such people who are getting attracted to the physical or material achievements by some personalities, for them, this may become like a mythology, you know. So there are so many readers of Bhagavatam who would explain this same pastime, that Lord appeared as a big boar, such a big boar with such a big tusk that he could lift planet Earth. Now he will say at the end that, oh, but such a big boar cannot be possible, but you may just imagine and take the morals of the story. So Prabhupada clearly says that such person will not progress spiritually, because they are not taking these pastimes as facts. The such a magnanimous appearance Lord did is a factual appearance, and only devotee takes it as a fact and develops love for Lord. You know, so they may be fake. How, you know, material people may attracted to these strong personalities, say if someone goes to astrologer, and then that astrologer says, oh, when you were 8 years, you fell down from the tree. So, oh, how do you know that? Oh, you're Bhagwan. Then he says, when you were 20 years age, you got this degree. Oh, how do you know this? You know the past. And then he says, oh, in 2 years time, you will get married. So after 2 years, this person goes and says, oh, how did you, you know the past, you know the present, you know the future. Oh, you're seers of all three, you're Bhagwan. Or maybe some personality will give someone ashes, and they say, what do I do with the ashes? He says, oh, take this ashes and open at home, you'll get something. And he goes at home and opens the ashes, and he gets a jewel or something like that. So these are mystic people. They are not confirmed as scheduled incarnations of the Lord, and by achieving small mysticism, they claim them to be God. So once one guest came in Bombay temple and met Srila Prabhupada and asked and told Srila Prabhupada that, you know, I'm following this Baba, and this Baba is Bhagwan, and that Baba is Bhagwan, and he does this and he does that. So Prabhupada deals with such situation differently in different situations. So in this particular situation, Prabhupada said that, where is it written? Is it mentioned somewhere that this Baba is Bhagwan? So the person didn't have answer. He said, does this Bhagwan of yours can liberate you, can give you liberation from birth, old age, death, disease? Does this Bhagwan tells you what is the destination of the soul? The person didn't have any clue. So we have to be very careful to accept, you know, we have to be very careful about accepting what has been outside, outside, which is not as per scripture, which is not a bona fide, authorized interpretation. So here, the story goes like this: when the four Kumaras, they were trying to meet to see Lord in Vaikuntha, there were two gatekeepers, Jay and Vijay, and when these four Kumaras were going there, they were Brahma's sons, and they didn't have mother. They appeared from Brahma, and as soon as they appeared, they were totally liberated. So they were liberated, and they wanted to control their senses. So they, by their spiritual potency, they controlled their age to 4 years, because they knew that if they become older, then kam vasna will occupy their mind. You know, the biggest impediment in any devotee's spiritual life to progress is kam vasna, and it is very, very difficult to overcome. So we should really pray to Lord that, you know, He makes us control this kam vasna and make us overcome this particular sense gratification. So so these four Kumaras, they didn't want to grow up, because they knew that, you know, they will lose control over their mind, and the kam vasna, or the potency of illusion, will take over their consciousness. So they control the age to be 4 years, and nobody minds when the 4 year old kids are roaming around naked, or they've worn clothes or not clothes. So they were roaming around without, they didn't care whether they were wearing clothes or not, and they were just roaming around, and they went to see Lord. So these Jay and Vijay, Dwarpal, gate control, their job is to see, like, who's coming in, who's going out, whether they have genuine reason to see Lord or not, or if Lord is resting, then, you know, they could stop someone. So they stopped these four boys, and they told them that go away and come back when you've grown up. So these four boys got offended, and they cursed the Jay Vijay to fall down to the material world. Now as soon as Lord heard it, Lord rushed from inside, because how Jay Vijay's act was, because they were serving Lord, Lord took the ownership of the acts of Jay and Vijay. So imagine that the servants of the Lord's acts, Lord came and said that I take the ownership of the act done by Jay and Vijay, and requested four Kumaras to forgive them. Now we are representative of Srila Prabhupada, we are representative of Guru Maharaj. So our acts are owned by them. So we have to really, really extremely careful in our act. You know, as Anand Vrindavan Prabhu keep quoting that, you know, when you sit on Vyasasana, you come under the microscope of everyone. So every act of yours is seen by other devotees or other people, and they say, oh, he's Krishna's devotee and he does this. Like, so for instance, like in other, say if someone's following Christianity and if he goes to liquor shop, people will be okay with that. They'll say, okay, he's it's allowed for him. You know, like or a priest of a church can go to liquor shop and it will be okay, or he go to meat shop, he will be okay. But say a priest in a mosque, he cannot go to liquor shop, but if he goes to a meat shop, it will be okay for him to go to meat shop. But for a devotee, even passing through there is people will look at that eyes, oh, why is he there? So we become, as a devotee of Krishna or followers of Srila Prabhupada, we become their representative, and our acts, Lord takes the ownership. So we have to be very careful about our act. And Lord took the ownership for Jai Vijay and he came running. And these four Kamaras, since they were born, they were liberated. They were born as liberated souls. So, and they didn't believe in personal form of Lord. So when Lord came, and Lord's feet was decorated with tulsi and sandalwood paste. The fragrance of that tulsi and sandalwood paste, where from the lotus feet of the Lord, when it entered the nose of four Kumaras, these four Kumaras turned into devotees of the Lord. And their inner devotion for the Lord suddenly invocated just by smelling the fragrance of tulsi from the Lord's lotus feet. And all the liberation which was already, they rejected the liberation which they already had. So such is the devotional service of the Lord, that if someone, some devotee gets the taste for devotional service of the Lord, if someone gets this taste of holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then they even reject the liberation. Because when you have some higher taste, you reject the lower taste, isn't it? So Lord is showing us this path. Now, path is there for everyone, isn't it? Lord is saying that ye yathamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajami ham mam vatam pratantante manushya partha sarvasha. So he's shown us the path that we can surrender unto Lord. We can bhajami ham, bhaj. So Prabhupada explains in one of the lecture, bhaj means devotional service. So how we bhaj Lord? By doing devotional service, by chanting Lord's holy names, by discussing Lord's pastimes, by serving devotees, bhajami ham. So Lord is also giving us path to go to Him. Now the path is same for everyone. Either you can walk on the path towards the Lord, or you can walk on the path away from the Lord. And there are many branches on the path. So many devotees may start on the path. But then if our consciousness is many branch, then we may take diversions on the path as well. So to be very, even if we are going on this path of spirituality, we have to be fixed on our path. You know, there is a Prabhupada in one of the lectures says that there are chances of accident even on the royal road of highway. So even if you are on a fast highway, there are chances of accident if we don't pay attention. If we do things on the surface. You know, there's a saying called scratching on the surface. So, anything done for the sake of doing, anything done at the surface level, and we are not going deep within, will not impact our consciousness. So we will remain the same even after practicing tens of years. And we may go after 20 years and tell our gurus or complain to Krishna, and, "Oh, I've been chanting for 20 years, I've been listening to class on for 20 years, but my consciousness is not improving. I am not able to concentrate on your name. I can't take your name nicely. I am still entangled." But it's us to be blamed because we did everything at surface level. We didn't go deep within. We didn't take these instructions to our heart. We didn't chant Lord's name with full sincerity. We didn't pray enough. What to pray? Like in Hinduism, it's a very fairly common that when a younger person meets an older person, he touches their feet. Correct? Now we are all in 40s and 50s, and when people meet us, when these young kids meet us, they touch our feet. We don't even know what to bless them. Like some people just say, "Oh, khush raho, khush raho." Some people say, "Oh, aapko Bhagwan lambi ayu de." But what to do with the lambi ayu? What to do? Like, how somebody can be. So I really learned that, like some devotees, when you touch their feet, they say, "Krishna Matirastu." So if you're in a situation when somebody is coming and touching your feet out of respect, you can give them blessing, "Krishna Matirastu." So Mukunda Matir Sthita. So that's another blessing, Mukunda Matir Sthita. So whenever somebody comes and touches your feet, you can say, "Krishna Matirastu, Mukunda Matir Sthita." These are the real, real blessings you can give someone. If someone can have their consciousness constantly fixed on Krishna, if somebody have consciousness always fixed on Mukunda. So, coming back to the past times, when these four Kumaras, since they are the devotee, one of the devotees' qualities is they are very compassionate and forgive. They forgive people easily. Since they had already given the curse, they gave two options to Jay and Vijay. They said that either you can take three birth as devotees, or three birth as enemies of the Lord, and or six birth as devotees of the Lord. So Jay Vijay looked at each other. They said that, "Oh, six birth is too long to stay away from Lord. So give us a three birth as demon, and we'll give treasure in those three births." So these two Jay and Vijay, they came as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranaksha in Satyug. Then they came as Ravana and Kumbhakarna in Treta Yug. And they came as Shishupal and Dantaraka in Dwapar Yuga. And so they were eternal parshads of the Lord, and they appeared to do particular pastime so that we can discuss about Lord, we can relish the might of the Lord. The Lord is so powerful that he could lift the whole mother planet Earth on his tusk. And the two tusks were described as they were showing as the marks on the planet Earth, and the planet Earth was illuminated like moon, as Prabhupada is explaining. So these pastimes are not taken as should not be taken as that, "Oh, such a big boar is a symbolic Lord, and the earth is a symbolic disc, and we need to learn moral of the story. It's done by concoction by some intelligent people in the past, so that we can learn moral of the story from there. No, these were real facts, and it shows that Lord can take those magnanimous forms and lift the whole planet Earth. And at the same time, same Lord can be tied by Mother Yashoda on his belly. Yeah, isn't it, you know, isn't it so relishing for devotees to hear, you know, 30 days in a month of Kartik, and every year we hear this Damodar Leela, but every time we hear there, it gives a different realization. Every Bhagavad Gita Jayanti, we read Bhagavad Gita, but it gives different realizations. And this shows the gradual progress in our consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is only place where we can measure whether you're progressing or not. Isn't it? So when we see that what realizations we were getting by chanting a year back, and what realization or what kind of attention we're getting today, if we can keep marking, we can measure whether we're going up or we're going down or we're staying same. I mean, since the pandemic started in March, we've been listening to Prabhupada's class, and we see that the level of realizations we're sharing in our Sangha has significantly improved. We can see that the level of understanding of all the devotees has really shot up by just listening to Prabhupada's classes. Yeah. So Hiranyakashipu was a demon, and was born to Mother Aditi, and when Mother Aditi was trying to Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha as her son, I mean, it was an inauspicious time. And when this was by the will of providence, it was inauspicious time, and it was told that when these kids will be born, these will be great demons. So Hiranyaksha gathered lot of wealth, and he conquered all the planets and became very, very strong by worshipping Lord Brahma and taking all these benedictions from Lord Brahma. And as Prabhupada explained in the purport, that Lord Brahma was the first demigod and Hiranyaksha was the first demon. So, and in the previous chapter, Lord Brahma saying that I'm getting all my power from Lord Krishna. He's telling Narad Muni that even though I'm creating this all these things, you may see that I'm doing these wonderful things, but I am getting all the power from Krishna. And since I am holding Krishna's feet and fixed my consciousness on Krishna's lotus feet, whatever I am saying is truth, and I never fall down. So he's giving credit that I never fall down to his act of fixing his mind to Krishna's lotus feet. So Lord Brahma, who's the first demigod, created this world, is telling us, if we fix our consciousness on the lotus feet of Krishna, then we don't fall down. And all the powers given by Brahma to Hiranyaksha made him puffed up. So he was going to everyone and saying that, "Oh, I want to fight with you. I want to fight with you." He was not getting anybody to fight with him. So he goes to Vivavari ocean, and there was a personality called Varuna, and he was telling Varuna. He goes and falls down to the feet of Varuna and mockingly says to Varuna, "Oh Varuna, you are so powerful. I want to fight with you. Can you please come and fight with me and give me and defeat me?" So Varuna knew what's going on his mind, and the mockery he was trying to make. So he tells Hiranyaksha that, you know Hiranyaksha, if you have to fight, you should go and fight Varahadev. He has appeared and he has gone down to bring planet Earth on his tusk back to the orbit, and he will not only kill you, he will kill you and spread in and may cut you in pieces. So it has impacted the pride of Hiranyaksha, and Hiranyaksha became very eager to fight Varahadev. You know, isn't it, somebody impacts someone's ego or pride, it inflates the eagerness to defeat someone, becomes very, very high. So this Hiranyaksha leaves that, and he sees that he goes to fight with Lord Varahadev. Lord Varahadev puts the Earth planet on the on its orbit, and since Hiranyaksha wanted to fight with Varahadev, and Varahadev, so he waits for Varahadev to get. Hiranyaksha had club, so he waits Varahadev to have a weapon, because as a Kshatriya, Kshatriyas don't fight when there's the other person with whom he's fighting doesn't have a weapon. So when Varahadev invokes his Sudarshan, and the fight goes on for a fierce fight goes on between Hiranyaksha and Varahadev. The fight goes on from the day, and the evening was approaching, and Hiranyaksha with his all the potency he was getting, he got from Lord Brahma, he was saying that it's not going anywhere. So he was trying to create dark clouds so that the evening appears, or the darkness appears. So as it is said that the daytime, this during the daytime between up till 5 p.m. it's good for devotees, and they can win. It's good for winning any war or battle, but the evening time is good for, or evening or night time is good for the demonic nature. So when the evening was approaching, he was trying to meditate upon Lord Brahma for more power, and Lord Brahma got a bit conscious of that. So Lord Brahma goes to Varahadev and requests him to defeat defeat Hiranyaksha. So Vardhadev invocates the Sudarshan Chakra, and Sudarshan Chakra creates effulgent light. You know, as it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, or in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhikar Yaha Krishna Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Adhikar. So as soon as the Sudarshan Chakra comes, the effulgent light comes, and all the darkness disappear, and Lord kills Hiranyaksha. Lord Vardhadev ki jai, and pierces Hiranyaksha with his tusk. And that's where you know, this that's what's been glorified here by Jaisala Jayadev Goswami. Vasati dasana sikhare dharani tav lagna sasini kalanka kalevane magna keshava dhrita shukra rupa jay jagadish hare jay jagadish hare. Vasati dashana shikhare dharani tav lagna shashini kalanka kalevane magna keshavadrita shukara rupa jay jagadish hare jay jagadish hare. So Lord took this important avatar to display the magnanimity, and for us to give this beautiful pastime, so that we can see how magnanimous Lord is and how he comes to for the protection of devotees, isn't it? So now here the meaning of the prayer by Jayadev Goswami is, O Keshava, O Supreme Lord, who have assumed the form of boar, O Lord, the planet Earth rested on your tusk, and it appeared like the moon engraved with spots. And Srila Prabhupada writes that such is a symptom of an incarnation of the Lord. The incarnation of the Lord is not concocted idea of fanciful men who create an incarnation out of imagination. The incarnation of the Lord appears under certain extraordinary circumstances, like above mentioned occasions. So when Hiranyaksha within us is trying to create this attachment to the material world, when it is creating this attachment to the glittering gold, which is Maya Devi's illusion, then we should pray to Lord Vardhadev that, Lord Vardhadev, please appear in our heart and kill this demon of illusion in our heart with your tusk, and lift us, like lift our consciousness like you lifted the Mother Earth and situated in its orbit. So lift our consciousness and put it back to the lotus feet of Krishna. And when our consciousness is fixed in the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, then it will never fall down, as explained by Lord Brahma. So let's pray to Lord that this coming year we do more and more devotion service, we do more and more bhakti, and we chant sincerely, and let Lord never ever let our consciousness fall down. Let it be always fixed in lotus feet of devotees. Let us be always in association of devotees. Let us have more reading of Prabhupada's books. Let us have more and more devotion service, where we can spread the joy, where we can share what precious gift we've received from Krishna. Devotees are so compassionate, like, you know, Komal Mataji was sharing whatever mercy she had received with her friend, and her friend, who's even left Krishna Katha Desh, now she's reading, listening to more lectures. Her consciousness improved. She's chanting. So she had just sown the seed of bhakti, and now that devotee is watering with listening more and progressing and chanting 16 rounds. So these, why I'm telling is not to please Komal Mataji, but to inspire all of us that we can do that, you know, we can share our good fortune with others, and I'm sure this good fortune will increase. This is a good fortune which increases by sharing. So let's pray to the lotus feet of Lord and all the Vaishnavas present and not present today, that please bless me that I can be of some service to the Lord and all of you. Hare Krishna, please please take this opportunity of wonderful association of devotees here. Hare Krishna, everyone. So please share any comments, questions, or corrections you have from today.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Happy New Year, Prabhu.
Happy New Year, Prabhu. Prabhu, two questions are there.
Uh-huh.
First of all, taking the bhulok, taking the prithvi out of the orbit or to the adam lok by Harina Kashyap, it was intentional or it was only because of the activity which he has undertaken? I mean, extraction of gold is there. So it was intentional that he wants the earth to be out of the planet to the adam lok, or it was a natural result? What was that?
I think if you read the purport carefully, it was natural result. So he was exploiting,
yes,
the mother earth. He was disturbing the activities, and because of that the earth fell down in Garbhodaka. So if you see, here say Prabhupada says only under certain condition do the planet float as weightless ball in the air, and as soon as these conditions disturb, the planet may fall in Garbhodaka ocean, which covers half the universe. So since he was having this gold rush and the exploitation he did on the planet Earth, the planet Earth fell down.
One of the devotees gave me the other version. He said only to provoke Lord, fight with him, this demon took this earth down to the on the lower loka.
Okay.
This was the version given by the other devotee. That was clarifying. Second thing is, you told us this was a very nice class, really, really good. You told us that this Jay and Vijay took three births.
Yeah.
First they were Hiranyakashyap and Hiranyakashipu.
Mm-hmm.
In second,
Hiranyaksha.
Then in the Treta Yuga, they took the incarnation of Ravana and Kumbhakarna.
Yeah.
And in the third incarnation, Dwapar Yuga, they took the incarnation of Shishupal, and who was the other one?
Dantaraka.
Dant?
I think Dantaraka.
Dantavakra. So it was not Kamsa.
No, not Kamsa.
It was Dantavakra. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Dantavakra was, I think Dantavakra was king of some Chedi kingdom. Isn't it?
Chedi Naresh.
No. No, that is Shishupal. Chedi Naresh is Shishupal.
Oh, Chedi Naresh is Shishupal. Okay. Correct. Yeah. So Dantavakra was.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Ananda Prabhu, the first question's answer was correct, or because this is what I heard in the class when the appearance of the Lord and fighting was told by Varuna to him, and the mother planet fell down because of the exploitation he had done. Of course, everything he was doing, because he's parshad of the Lord, he was doing for the pastime. And as Jai Vijay, he was a realized soul. So he, it's a part of the pastime. But then the series of events was just like...
I have also heard that Hiranyaksha was so powerful that he can, move the planets from their orbits. He was so powerful.
Yeah.
So, because of his attachment to gold, he was so much attached to gold. So he had hidden the mother planet Earth into the Garbhodha Kaushya. That's also one of I have heard that version also. But anyway, that doesn't matter. That is moved from the orbit to the Garbhodha Kaushya.
Yes, yes, yes.
It back. That's more important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can have several verses in one kalpa. You can have one verse, another kalpa. You can have another verse. But important thing is that it was dislodged from orbit, went to the Garbhodha Kaushya, and the Lord is so powerful to restore it back.
And Radhanath Swami says in his class that for devotees, the glitter of gold is like a glitter of stool. So the devotees do not get attracted to gold. So we have to see that, you know, when we are measuring our consciousness on practical way, whether we're getting that consciousness or not.
Yeah.
Any other comments?
Very nice class. You mixed the Leela and the philosophy quite well with other our reminders that you should be drilled in our head every day and during every class, because we forget these principles quite often. So this is a very nice class, and you balanced it very well. I just missed one point, Prabhuji, that the four Kumaras went to Vaikuntha to see Lord. My attention got disturbed momentarily.
To meet the Lord, you know. So they were liberated souls, and they were going around. Going to various places, you know, like places of pilgrimage. So they went to Vaikuntha and they wanted to see Lord over there.
Okay, there was no other special reason as such.
No, there was no special. I mean, it didn't mention special reason. Maybe I can look for it. And told that before they saw Lord, They were liberated, and they were meditating on Supreme Brahman. They were situated in Brahman. So in those
they were before Brahmavadis, actually.
Brahmavadis, yeah.
As you said, when they got the fragrance of the lotus feet of the Makarand, in Sanskrit it's called Makarand, the tulsis of the Lord, they met their path and they became devotees after that. Before that, they were Brahmavadis, not Mayavadis, Brahmavadis.
Yeah. So that gives a good thing, that every morning when we are offering Tulsi to Lord with Chandan, when we are taking off yesterday's Tulsi, we can smell them. So maybe one day we become devotee as well.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Happy New Year to everyone. So Prabhuji, the point that you mentioned about whenever, you know, sometimes the young children, or they take the Ashivad, you're always blessing them with Krishna Matirastu.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very nice point, because any of that benefit that we feel we're getting, we should also offer to the Lord, Guru and Gauranga.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, when we are doing some seva, or from me personally, like, you know, we arranged this program and things last night, and the thanks, but we always offer it to Shri Prabhupada, to Guru and Gauranga.
Mm-hmm.
Because the problem is that we also have to be careful not to make that into an ego trip for ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's always important that we place all this at the feet of Guru and Gauranga.
Mm.
And so that point was very nice, that at least if someone is seeking your blessings, but you know, sometimes you may not be so qualified to do that, but just out of all humility, people are doing this. And also, I said this before, like, you know, sometimes too much humility is also an ego. You know, we only think ego is based on
yeah.
the one side, but you know,
and
sometimes that over humility also tends to fall in the ego category. So we also have to be cautious. We just need to get the perfect balance between that. Sorry, Anand Pradhan. Sorry.
You say that over humility becomes kind of show off. You mean to say that?
Yes. Yeah. So I was in class one day, and I in Cape Town. So I asked Kadamba Kanna Swami, you know, because he was giving this lecture on humility, and then I asked him, you know, Raj, if you have some people over humble, you know, he says yes. It borders on becoming also depend how much to also be egotistical, because you have to be within reason for what humility is also. So you know, on the one side, on the two scales, you also have to be perfect how to balance but like I said, if you offer everything to Krishna and to Guru and Gauranga, and that's why also your point about how devotees should behave is also very important. Because what we do is we emulate our gurus. We are representative of Krishna. So that's why when people also view us publicly or in any way whatsoever, it's always important that how we present ourselves is also very in a good manner, because we're representing our gurus as well. So that's why I remember my Guru Maharaj used to always be very important. Any function, anything he used to do, he used to always make it very pucker. You know, the presentation, even the way you dress, it says you're representing Srila Prabhupada. Even the way you do a program, it's not for yourself. You're representing Srila Prabhupada's mission. In that way, you're representing Krishna.
Yeah.
All these things, sometimes, you know, you find that someone is doing the seva maybe a little bit more heavy, because ultimately it's not about them, it's about what they want to perfect for Krishna, so that we can always give our best.
Yeah.
This is very important for ourselves.
Mm. No, thanks for this, Sahade Prabhu, and I saw you taught Madhava to offer it to Srila Prabhupada, so somebody was praising Madhava and saying it's all because of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. So I said, you know, that's because of Sahadev Prabhu's mercy. I mean, one day Sahadev Prabhu told Madhava that if someone praises, you can offer it to Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. So yesterday I saw him doing it. So thanks Sahadev Prabhu. Anyone else want to share?
Yes, Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for
Prabhu,
the
lovely... Prabhu, you feel like you're scared, then you won't give feedback.
No, nothing, Prabhu.
No, I'm just joking. Please correct me, Prabhu, if I've done any mistakes.
No,
he's not in the teacher position right now. He's not commenting position.
Yes. Yeah, actually, you reminded me back to my hometown, because close to my house is a Sri Varaha temple,
okay.
Which is about maybe 2 minutes walk from my home.
Oh.
You know, we are very attached to Lord Varaha.
Mm.
And it's a very small temple, you know, very beautiful and all that. So, I really enjoyed your class. And actually, like what Prabhus were telling, that you mixed philosophy with the pastime, so which is very good. So I like some points which you mentioned, that devotees, whenever they hear about pastimes, they take it as a fact, not as a thing to increase, you know, the moral of the story and all this. So they take it as a fact that really happened.
Other people call it mythology.
Mm.
Yes, mythology, yes. And even for Lord Varaha, there are two incarnations of Lord Varaha. One was white and one was red. Shweta Varaha and it happened in two kalpas.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the pastime may little differ here and there because of some, to give pleasure to the Lord. He cannot keep doing it every time the same way. So, you know, he keeps changing it. So, but overall, I think so. There is no, I mean, what I really feel is any pastime which is about the Lord, which is mentioned somewhere. I mean, rather than the right approach was your approach where you mix philosophy, which is more important. That's what the message, you know, how it should come down. And also, I think what Sadhguru Prabhu was telling about how we represent ourselves when we are in front of people, you know, how we behave matters a lot than anything else, you know. And, I mean, because when we preach, people see us and they I mean, they keep looking for things what we do. Oh, these guys do this, so we can do this. So, you know, we were also doing that at some point of time. So, even now, so thing is that when you really get to that position to know that, you know, what you represent, then, you know, then people will follow. But you have to be very, very careful what we are acting like. So, that is one thing. And walking towards Krishna and walking away, that was a good example. And some people keep walking away and some people keep walking towards. But even when walking towards, they keep listening here and there, unnecessary stuff, and then they branch out and they go somewhere. So, you know, it gets lost and then it's very difficult to get them back. And we need, another point I liked was the surface level, you know. We are all, I always keep feeling that I am at the surface level. So the ego never goes out, even if you chant for 4 years, 6 years, you know, we keep doing the same thing, but there is no improvement. Which is seen. So this is very actually, you know, we should pray to the Lord that, and it's our own blame that we don't focus and we don't go in depth to that. And and I think you also guided us saying that Hiranyaksha, when you think that you are in illusion, we should pray to the Lord Varaha that please bring me back to the lotus feet of the Lord, so that, you know, I can come back to the Krishna consciousness. So very nice, Prabhu. And I think excellent. Maybe in the future classes also we'll keep hearing more pastimes of the Lord, which is more
well, this chapter is full of pastimes. So all the 22, I think 22 scheduled incarnations are there in this chapter.
So nice, Prabhu. Wonderful time we had in the morning. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Jai Shri Prabhupada. It's all because of devotees' mercy, and I just repeated what I heard. So nothing was my own realization.
Giridhari Prabhuji,
I see. Happy New Year, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hey, Prabhuji, बहुत अच्छा क्लास रहा. मैं काफी थोड़ा लेट ज्वाइन किया, but काफी कुछ नया सुनने को मिला.
इतना कहने से नहीं चलेगा, इतना कहने से नहीं चलेगा. हैप्पी न्यू ईयर में क्वेश्चन पूछना चाहिए. हैप्पी न्यू ईयर का शुरुआत क्वेश्चन से होना चाहिए. आप क्वेश्चन नहीं पूछेंगे तो आपका हैप्पी न्यू ईयर नहीं होगा. शुरुआत आप क्वेश्चन पूछिए.
प्रभु जी, एक क्वेश्चन है, लेकिन आज के इससे रिलेटेड नहीं है, इन जनरल है. अगर आप बोले तो मैं पूछ लू.
यस
प्रभु जी, ये कई बार बुक्स में भी, प्रभुपाद के बुक्स में भी लिखा हुआ मिला है, और जो सीनियर डिवोटी हैं उन लोगों से भी सुनने को मिला कि जो कृष्ण का जो नाम है और कृष्ण है, इनमें दोनों में कोई डिफरेंस नहीं है. बट पिछली बार जब मैं गीता वाला में, जब गीता के सारे श्लोक पे जब रिसाइट कर रहा था, तो मैं थोड़ा फास्टली वो उसका मीनिंग भी मैं पढ़ रहा था, और उसमें जो एक श्लोक है जो सबसे इम्पोर्टेंट है हमारे ख्याल से हम सबों के लिए, कि अंतकाल चमे वा अस्मरणस्य. आगे का हमको तो पूरा नहीं याद है, अविनाश प्रभु जी को याद होगा. तो कहने का मतलब है कि उसमें जो अंतकाल में जो बताया गया है, उसमें कृष्ण के नाम से रिलेटेड नहीं है, स्मरण से रिलेटेड है. मतलब कृष्ण भगवान बोल रहे हैं कहीं ना कहीं थोड़ा डिफरेंस तो है नाम में और स्मरण में. मीन्स जो मैं फील करता हूँ कि स्मरण इज मोर क्वालिफाइड. मतलब ठीक है, अगर आप नाम लेते हो, लेकिन आप नाम अगर आप ले रहे हो तो, और अगर स्मरण कृष्ण का नहीं है, तो शायद ये फ्रूटफुल नहीं होगा. तो सर प्रभु जी, ये जो अंदर का जो कंफ्यूजन है, उसको प्रभु जी थोड़ा सा दूर कीजिए. कैसे ये है?
सो प्रभु, जो स्मरण है, आप अगर स्मरण क्या होता है, जैसे अगर आप कोई सपना देख रहे हो, या आप कुछ चीज कर स्मरण कर रहे हो, तो स्मरण क्या है? स्मरण इज रिफ्लेक्शन ऑफ समथिंग।